This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Welcome to the... Are we on? I never fucking know.
No.
You think you're on, and then you get the little circle.
Yeah.
It goes three,
buffering.
Two, fucking circle.
Buffering.
One
buffering.
Fucking circle.
Right.
You know what are we on now?
You know what we need a starter pistol for her. You're on.
For Megan?
Yeah.
Hey, it's the... Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, first one of 2018. Happy fucking New Year.
Look, we made it.
Motherfucker!
We made it. We're still alive.
Yeah. And Chaz, that's AJ over
How
there.
How you doing?
Phil is over there.
Yo.
Pam is over there.
Hello.
We want to start with, we had the big Bombogenesis.
Bombogenesis.
And
we posted on our Facebook page for you. We asked you to post your comfort food.
Yeah, perfect.
Pam,
time
what
it.
Is your comfort food?
Mine is... Chinese food
delivered
or actually I don't
you don't want to make it, you just want to eat it.
Yeah, I could walk there because there's a place right down the road for me, so it's perfect and I don't have to tip.
You don't have to tip.
Okay, I mean, yes. I tip like just like a dollar, but you don't have to tip like your traditional like $5 or whatever it is.
Right.
You save a little bit of money that way. And yeah. Beef stew with egg noodles, that's the key.
The
egg
noodles,
the big fat ones.
Big
almost,
fat
almost
ones.
Almost like lasagna style noodles, but just like a little smaller.
But they're
like
curly.
That. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. They really sop up the stew.
That right. Sounds great.
They sop up the stew.
AJ, yours is the...
Mine is macaroni and cheese with little hot dogs and bacon. The hot dogs have to be baked in the oven to get that good hot dog flavor. And it has to be the small hot dogs, not you chop up one, because then you lose the juice.
Yeah.
So it's when you want to keep the juice inside it, because when you transfer...
There is a different taste for the small hot dogs.
Yeah, but when you transfer that to the macaroni and cheese, that baked flavor oozes out of the hot dogs and makes a really, really nice flavor to it. Then, of course, you top it off with Frank's Red Hot Sauce. Sometimes I put bacon in there as well.
Ooh.
Awesome.
Nice.
So you were talking about this on the air. You've clearly tinkered with this recipe for a couple of years, because how do you know that you have to bake the mini hot dogs right. first? Not like grill them or pan fry them?
Exactly. Okay. Originally, I did the boiled the hot dogs and chopped them up. And you don't want that at all, because there's no flavor whatsoever. It's just some meat that like has cheese on it. No. But when you bake it in the oven, when you bake on a cookie sheet and you bake and you wash them, you don't want them to explode because you lose all the juices.
Yeah.
You wait till they get like kind of puffed up. You take them out. They'll shrivel down a little bit. But when they shrivel down, they're going to hold on to the juices inside there.
Mm.
And then that, like I said, as you mix it with the macaroni and cheese before you serve it.
I'm getting hungry just listening to this.
So am I.
I can still go for some right now.
Phil?
Well, I agreed with you, Chaz. I normally go chili. Amanda and I have not been feeling well, so I've been, raiding all the leftover food, like the emergency rations that you've got.
Right.
So I like the spicy ramen. So I actually got this as a gift from my aunt Tata, who we talked to in Florida, with all the crazy pets. So she sends this to me every once in a while, but it's like official, like Korean spicy ramen. But what I was explaining to Kyle Long Island, because he was giving me shit yesterday, he's like, ramen is garbage. I'm like, yeah, I get it. But I don't dump in the whole flavor packet, because it's like 90% of the sodium you need for a whole day in that one packet. So I do like half of that. I add my own hot sauce like AJ does. I add some chili flakes, the spicy red chili flakes, and then I chop up a fresh green onion. Mm. So they give you like the freeze-dried shit that you can use in like a separate pack, and then it sort of like, you know, rehydrates in the water or whatever. But I think if you use the fresh stuff, it's always better.
But the good thing about ramen is just any ramen, you can pimp it out. Like, I never make ramen by itself.
Right.
Now, I'll make the ramen, but what I do is I'll add spinach to it, or I'll take some shrimp, put shrimp in it, or you make like, and like you drop an egg in there, makes
yes.
like egg drop soup ramen. Kicks ass. You put the usual stuff, soy sauce and duck sauce.
Hoisin sauce. Yep. Oh, I love hoisin sauce
and
in it.
And a lot of tribe members are saying exactly what AJ's saying. Like, you can add almost anything to it. So you can put in, like, you know,
baby greens or
the fried egg seems to be a popular option,
like
which I might try next time.
Make it like a fire.
And
yeah.
That's what it's for. It's a hangover soup, basically. So hangover soup is perfect also for snow days.
Yeah, it keeps college kids from dying, basically.
Any comments coming in over the Facebook Live?
Joey says he likes to make shepherd's pie.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It's always good. I like filling heavy food.
Yeah.
Heavy food.
Hot yes. food.
That's
hot food.
Hot
food.
And heavy.
Hot yes. and heavy.
Comfort food.
Gotta be some sort of cheesy, meaty something in there.
Potato-y,
yeah, carby.
Michael says pizza.
Pizza's always a winner.
Pizza's always great.
Why not? Yeah,
always a winner.
But Sicilian pizza, even
in
better.
Any situation.
Nice and thick.
And then Andreas says beef noodles.
Beef noodles.
Beef noodles.
Like ramen beef noodles?
I don't know if he means beef noodle soup or what that means.
Beef stroganoff?
Beef
with
stew
noodles?
With noodles? I have no idea.
Like what Pam described before earlier. Mm.
So, oh, cookies. That was another popular one from the trip.
Cookies.
Yeah.
See, I don't see cookies as a comfort food. Cookies no. as a dessert.
So it's yesterday, Jennifer made this for the very first time. She just Googled like what ingredients she has in the house. So she looked for recipes. It was a pumpkin pecan gobbler or some
cobbler,
shit.
Yeah.
Cobbler.
But you gobbled it up.
Oh, that's right.
Up.
I called it the gobbler.
Because that's what you do when you eat it. You
oh, my
it.
God.
You gobbled it down, huh?
Yeah. Let's say my New Year's resolution lasted, what was yesterday, the 4th?
Yeah.
2 days.
Mm. All right. Well,
that's all right.
More than most.
But you said amazing. You weren't officially starting.
Until the 8th.
Yeah. Was that the picture you were holding on the Facebook page? Okay, because I couldn't tell because my screen's small.
It was hot out of the oven.
Oh,
that's the best.
You put two pieces on the plate. It weighs like 5 pounds.
Is it?
You shoot it with whipped cream.
Oh.
Was that homemade whipped cream? It looked
no.
Oh,
is
it looked
is it sweet tasting and stuff like that? Or is it like, you
it
know,
was
like,
good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's great.
Looked good.
Not too sweet. You know, it was like pumpkin.
Right.
A little sweet from the whipped cream.
Right. But. Right.
Tom wrote on our Facebook page, and he left a picture. If you want to see really delicious-looking braised short ribs.
Oh, yeah. Short ribs in general,
on top
yeah.
of mashed potatoes.
Oh, come on.
Cray-cray.
You're killing me.
Kimry made chili. Joe Lombardo made meatballs,
but
it looks more like a hamburger because it's flat.
And what is that? Is that in an oven right there? Those meatballs?
Yeah, it looks like it's being grilled.
Hey, I got my balls in the oven.
And then Ernie, old family favorite, dog shit.
I was like, what is that a kebab of?
I'm not going to eat there.
It looks like dog shit on a stick.
Yeah, oh, a
it's
shit
like
kebab.
Multiple dog shits
and,
on
hey,
a stick.
It's a shit kebab.
It's a hey, shit kebab.
Hey, in some Middle Eastern countries, that's a delicacy.
Yeah.
Pea soup. I've been seeing a lot of pea soup.
No, pea soup.
No. And my neighbor made pea soup
Waste
last
of time,
night.
Time, please. Yeah. Come on.
Anything has like peas in it. Blech.
Yeah, why would you want peas?
Right. I want the word pea in my food.
I like peas on the side. Like if they're near a pile of mashed potatoes, I can shove them in there.
Right,
and...
or if they're mixed in with your fried rice, peas are okay also.
But ham, if you put some ham in that.
Yeah. We just announced today the comedy show with AJ, January 27th. So it's AJ, it's Will Noonan, and some guy from Barstool Sports.
Francis Ellis.
He's going to be the headliner?
Yeah, I guess so.
And so you're opening, or
I'm
you're
opening,
in the middle?
I'm opening, and Will Noonan's the featured comic, and then the headline comic is Francis Ellis. At least that's the way I understood it.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing I'm 15, 20 minutes. Will Noonan comes in for a half an hour, and then Ellis closes it with a 45 and up.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
That's a official comedy terms there.
Right.
45 and up.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
That's not age. That's time.
Tickets on sale at noon today.
Noonan.
Noonan. Will Noonan's a funny fucking guy.
I've never seen him stand up, so I would let him.
I've seen clips on the internet, and I laugh out loud. Mm-hmm. It's always better when you're in front of him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this will be a lot of fun. AJ, Will Noonan, and this Barstool guy.
Right.
Yep.
The tickets are what, $12? No service fees.
Right.
That's an awesome price.
You can't beat that.
You can't.
No. But Will Noonan likes to get high. I will not be surprised if he takes the stage stoned.
You know what? If it works better for him, go for it. I'm too afraid to do something like that because I'm still very new. I'm afraid I'll forget what the fuck I'm going to say up there.
Yeah.
Right. Or like be like, oh man, can I buy your hot dog or something like that? You know.
Yeah.
It is at the Grassy Hill Country Club. He should get high on the stage.
On
That'd
the
be
hill.
Amazing.
Right.
Where is that grass, hill exactly?
He put the grass in Grassy Hill.
That's funny. It
should be Grassy High.
I wonder if he's going to go out on a Tinder date later because he says that last time he was in here or one of the times he was in studio with us, he said that whenever he has a comedy show, he'll go on Tinder and he'll meet up with somebody.
Right.
So he may go on a date with someone from Connecticut. Either
right. Maybe someone from the audience.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey.
Right. So keep your Tinder page open, Pam.
I don't have Tinder.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to get stoned into a show because I get paranoid.
Oh, okay. So I get paranoid.
I haven't really gotten high on a regular basis since Chaz was 2, so that's 22 years.
Oh, my God.
But I've periodically taken a hit here and there.
Mm. Yeah.
And the first 10 or 15 minutes, I just can't stop laughing.
Right, it's hilarious.
It's the fucking best. I say to myself, why don't I do this more often? I'm having the best time.
Right.
About 5 or 10 minutes after that, I'm like, holy shit, I'm a fucking loser.
Right.
You know, my life's in the toilet.
The cat's
I got, I got to go hide from people.
Yeah, right, paranoid.
Now. Right.
Yeah,
the
I get super paranoid.
Right. Yeah.
Then after that, I get the munchies and I don't give a shit.
Oh yeah.
And then pass out right after that.
The best thing about stone munchies is the fact that as you're eating one thing, you're thinking of the next thing you're going to eat. So a lot of times, as you're making something, you're eating something just in the meantime before you get to that part.
Have you ever been in an awkward situation? Like you get high, then all of a sudden you shouldn't be in this situation.
Yes.
All right. So I have one. It's like 1977. I'm probably 13 years old.
Okay.
Just started in radio. My friend and I did news and sports. I did sports and weather. He did news on this 10-watt radio station that was simulcast over the cable system.
Right.
And every day we'd go in at 3 o'clock and we'd prepare. And it was from the teletype. You get, you know, this machine would just type paper. You couldn't go like this and get a news story.
No, no. It was pages and pages with the smallest print in the world.
Right. So after a while, we got comfortable. We would just show up like 10 minutes before we went on because we got a system down.
Yeah.
And there was always a guy on the air who eventually worked here named Bob Caron. He was on in the afternoons, and we would do news and sports on his show.
Okay.
Well, he was a stoner. Long hair, mustache, everything you would expect
the
from
stereotype.
A guy who worked at PLR in the 70s.
Right. Flowered shirt, sandals, yeah.
So Don and I would go toke up, and then we'd go in, and we would do news and sports on this station. This was the perfect storm of what why we shouldn't have done it this day.
Right.
So we get stoned. We show up. Bob is out. The general manager is on. The general manager is a guy who's like in his 60s, glasses, old fucking school radio.
Like Les Nessman.
Like, yeah, you first of all, you should be dressed nice in a radio station.
Sammy
right?
Straight Lace, like a narc.
Yeah. So we get there. We're like, holy shit, it's
what
Gene.
Do?
What are we going to do? We're totally fucking freaking out.
Oh, no.
Now, remember, we had a Pope die, and then right after that, this was in the 70s, a Pope died, and then a Pope was anointed or whatever. It was Pope John Paul.
Yeah.
And then the Pope John Paul that went for 20 years, he was Pope John Paul II because Pope John Paul I only lasted like a month.
Yeah, if that. It was like 3 weeks. Yeah.
It's that fucking day that he died we show up. Stoned.
Oh, Lord.
That's the top story.
Oh, no. Literally.
So we show up, big smiles on our faces because we're stoned.
Yeah, you're lit.
And then we see Gene's there. Now we're totally paranoid. And now the top story. So it's like, dun, 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 WLNV News. And my friend Don starts reading that the Pope died and that he had only been in office for whatever. It was days, right?
Yeah, yeah. The Pope has popped.
So he starts saying it with a smile on his face because he's stoned, and I start chuckling. He starts chuckling. We both fucking start laughing. I look through the window and see Gene is like livid, like we're done.
Oh,
we're
done.
We just start laughing, and I turn my chair, and as I turn my chair, it sounds like I fart.
What?
Now we're dying, dying. He plays the sounder out, and we're just... over us laughing. I wish I had a tape of this.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
And we were suspended for 2 weeks.
Suspended.
But we laughed all the way out the hallway, down the stairs. Like, you know, we just couldn't stop
and
laughing.
And you get the greatest story in the world.
Oh,
Jesus.
Wow.
That's funny.
Yeah, that was like one of the last times I got stoned.
Imagine being a listener.
On the air.
Listening to that. Like,
oh, yeah.
What's
like,
happening?
What is going on?
We had a program director at another radio station I worked at, and right before this big nor'easter came for the East, you know, he was going to leave. He goes, listen, because he said to everybody, come into the station. You're going to be probably staying here for a couple of days. As he's getting ready, he goes, here, you're going to need something for the weekend. And he reaches in, pulls out a bag, and hands me like three or four like really nice buds. Walks away, goes, here. Because before we go, he goes, he had one lit. He goes, take a couple of hits. He goes, I'm like, well, I got to go on the air. So he goes, well, you're not on the air until 7 o'clock.
This is AJ, a new name on a new night.
Right, right. So he goes, you're not on the air until until 7 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. So I'm like, all right, you're right. And this the boss telling me this. Okay, so I take a couple of hits. It was really, really good weed. The kind where you can't feel your forehead. No matter how hard you try, it's thick. Doom, 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 you know? You take a frying pan, go bing, bing, not feel a thing, right? So I'm sitting there, I'm watching the world go by. All of a sudden, the guy who's on the air rushes over to me and says, here, I need you to read this list of closings and cancellations. It's now, it was only one sheet, but it felt like he handed me, like, you know,
the phone book.
Exactly. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. I didn't say a word. I just walk in, I read every single thing clearly, perfectly, didn't stumble, didn't flubble the entire way down. Get to the end, I'm like, oh my God, and I say out loud, wow, I can't believe I read that whole fucking thing without stumbling. We're no. on the air. And I just look and I see the person across me turn purple and disappear, burst out laughing. And we didn't have a dump button back then. Thank God no one said anything.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was the thing, you just kind of let it go back then.
Exactly. No one said anything after that.
Hey, we didn't do our weekly shot of Megan here.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Megan. There she is.
She was making snow angels yesterday.
She was.
I love the snow. In the pavement. Like, dove face first in the
parking
lot.
I motorboated the snow. You motor snowed.
She just said she motorboated the snow.
Right.
She stuck her face in the snow.
She snowblowed it.
She snowblowed it.
All right. Any comments before we split?
A lot of people saying hello. Just happy to have us back, all that kind of good stuff.
Well, thank
Glenn
you.
Says, ask Will Noonan about him getting mugged in New York. Funniest story ever.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
All right, let's try to get Will on Monday if we can.
Yeah.
Cool.
I texted him, but no.
Yeah,
it's,
he's
it's
probably
still very early in the morning.
Sleeping right now or stoned.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So he smokes pot and then runs?
He must. I mean, he's running all the time, and I think he's stoned all the time. So I'm
right. He must have combined the two.
Yeah, I think so. And he's a fast runner. I see his times because he posts them all over on Instagram.
Yes,
or he's
like,
rubbing in.
What the hell?
Or he's lying.
No, because right. It's the app. He
or
has the app.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. No, that's 8 minutes. No, it's 8 hours. You did
right. But thank you for a great 2017.
Yeah,
I put together a Facebook photo montage. I know everyone did 9. I did like 40. Yeah, I couldn't narrow it down.
Yeah.
But I was like, wow. We had a great fucking year. So thank you for that. We really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then the toy drive, $109,000. Come on. That's it's crazy.
People are wonderful.
I pinched myself. Like, we helped a lot of people thanks to you guys. So missed you during the break, and it is good to be back. Like, Monday, I think we were in the open. We're still in, like, the top 10 list, and we get Bob on the phone, and we're just laughing.
Oh,
we're all
God.
Laughing out loud. I'm like, I missed this.
This was fun, yeah.
So we'll have Bob on the show Monday. We're going to help him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right,
Bob is such a sweetheart.
He is.
Love that guy.
Yeah.
And we're going to help him because I can't help myself. Like, I can't help myself not eat.
Right. We're going to help somebody
else.
I'm
going to help someone else not eat.
Exactly.
I'm just going to take his food and I'm going to eat it.
Exactly. And he gets good food too. So
I'm saving you, Bob.
That's right.
Bring your own gun.
Right. You know what we'll do with Bob on Monday? We'll just get a bunch of Dutch's Big D's with cheese.
Oh,
which are my favorite.
Bad.
And we'll just eat them in front of him.
Nice.
Just kidding, Bob.
He'll kill himself.
All right. Well, that's the Week in Review podcast. Thanks for listening. Buy tickets for this comedy show. I have a feeling it's going to sell fast.
Cool. Mm-hmm. $12.
$12.
Yep.
$12.
Up
can't
at
beat
noon.
It.
Noonan.
Up at noon.
Noonan.
I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Bye.
Phil's over there.
See ya.
Pam's over there.
Bye bye.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.